service had already begun. Music was playing and hands were raising, and it all looked like so much fun. But he took a seat and laid his head right down in his hands. You could tell that he was hurting from within. A battered and broken man. His wife had just walked out on him and ran off with his best friend. His teenage son was on crack cocaine and doing jail time again. His life was crumbling around him in pain day after day. But no one even noticed or seemed to care. They were too busy shouting praise. Are you too busy praising to notice those in need? They're crying all around you, waiting for someone just to see. But with your hands raised and your eyes closed, you haven't got a clue that someone's life is going down the drain, and they're sitting right next to you. If you're so tuned into God, then how come you can't hear the Holy Spirit telling you to touch that man right there? You say he can go up front for prayer after the sermon's done. Now let me go and finish praising God. Oh, this is so much fun. Are you too busy praising Jesus to notice those in need? They're crying all around you, waiting for someone just to see. But with your hands raised and your eyes closed, you haven't got a clue that someone's life is going down the drain, and they're sitting right next to you. Are you too busy praising Jesus to notice those in need? They're crying all around you, waiting for someone just to see. But with your hands raised and your eyes closed, you haven't got a clue that someone's life is going down the drain, and they're sitting right next to you. Do we bring God honor when we pretend that we're all fine? Maybe we should stop the singing while they're bleeding in the pews, after all. Why should he accept our sacrifice when we're letting his kids die? Maybe we should treat the wounds before the party starts. What kind of hospital are we, where the wounded get ignored? No one even noticed or even cared. They were too busy shouting prayers.